This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. When FBI agents arrive at a crime scene, there's often someone else standing in the background, a representative from the FBI's Office for Victim Assistance, there to help people suffering in the aftermath of a disaster. The office is led by a woman who pioneered the art of helping crime victims. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
In a windowless conference room in the J. Edgar Hoover FBI building, seven serious-looking people are sitting around a table.
What we're going to be talking about today is going to be our planning for a national training for the VART team, which is the Victims Assistance Rapid Deployment Team.
They're talking about how to pick elite teams of victim specialists they can deploy when something really bad happens, what they call a mass casualty event, a bombing, a massacre, a terrorist attack. Here's Stephen Porter, a neuropsychologist who used to work with special forces in the military.
It's a very demanding process. These people who volunteer to be on this have to be able to leave in a moment's notice almost, that they have to be on call 24/7. They never know when they're going to get called.
And they need to be able to help with basic needs, Porter says.
Safety, food, shelter, clothing.
In cases they know about in advance, such as raids on brothels where young women are trafficked, FBI social workers say they plan ahead, buying T-shirts, sweatpants, and flip-flops for women inside who might need them. Catherine Terman leads the Victim Assistance Office. She's become legendary in her field, and she puts the mission this way.
There's so many things that we can't do for them. We can't alleviate their loss, but we do try to provide for those practical needs, and a lot of that starts with information.
Information and a little something more. In the early days, not long after Terman started the unit at the FBI 10 years ago, she reached out to a woman whose husband had been killed in a bombing in Iraq.
Because I'd given her our condolences, and I said, you know, I wanted to say how sorry we are, you know, about your husband's murder. And she said, you're the first person who's used that word. And that's what it was. It was a murder.
Mai Fernandez directs the National Center for Victims of Crime, a nonprofit advocacy group. She says Terman and the FBI office she leads represent a pioneering philosophy.
Ultimately, the crime is against the person. And so if you're not addressing a victim's need, you're sort of not addressing what the criminal justice system should be doing.
Part of what Terman does to address those needs is hire people from lots of different work backgrounds. Not only social workers and military psychologists, people like Kyle Scherer, too.
I was a deputy coroner out in California for about 4 years doing traumatic death investigations and scene investigations.
These days, Scherer focuses on terrorism cases where Americans are killed overseas. He helps coordinate autopsies and make sure remains are brought back to loved ones here. And because of advances in technology, he and other victim specialists can work with families to figure out if any cherished belongings may have survived the incident and which of them can be cleaned and sent back home. The FBI victim specialists are able to span out any time there's a federal crime, or in special situations such as the Virginia Tech massacre, where local authorities have asked for help. Terman says she started out wanting to help children, for, it turns out, a very personal reason.
When I was growing up, I had two good friends in junior high, very good friends. The three of us were like sort of the three musketeers.
Then one weekend when they had planned a slumber party, one of the girls didn't show up. Her behavior started changing, and she broke away from the group. Terman later found out the girl had been sexually abused by her father that weekend. The girl ran away to New Orleans, and Terman lost touch.
I got a card, a birthday card from her. Our birthdays were 2 days apart. And I got a 16th birthday card from her. And then I found out about 6 months later that she had killed herself. And she had killed herself on her 16th birthday. She sent me a card for mine.
Sometimes, Terman says, people don't understand their path until they look back. And she says it's the same thing in her work with victims of crime at the FBI. Some lives are destroyed, but some people are determined to make something good come out of tragedy. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.